you've reached emergency roadside assistance. This is Miss Vinton. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, yes. Yes, I was wondering if I can have a tow to a garage and music.
Okay. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am. It's in Taylor, PA, and it's in the it's a housing development in the back of right off of where behind the Price Chopper supermarket.
Okay. Can you spell your first?
I would have to set like a location of a map on my phone to know exact like addresses. It's like housing development.
All right.
For lower income. Income housing.
Can you spell your first and last?
I just don't know the name of the place. And my friends are gone looking for a car, and I just don't know the name of the place that it is.
Okay. Can I have you spell your first and last name?
Sure. First name is Tina. Last name is George. I can text and call you back and get you an exact address once I ask her, like, what street this is and number and all that.
Okay. Would you like to receive text messages with the status of your service for today?
Yeah, if you can.
All right. Message and data rates may apply. May I have your member ID?
Sure, 1 second. Where would that be on in the phone of everyone? Hold on.
It should be with your membership documentation.
1 second. Sorry, 1 second. Ma'am, it must be in her house on the paperwork I had. I'm looking right now, and I don't have that paperwork. It has to be in my friend's house. I'm sorry.
Have you used the service before?
Excuse me?
Have you used
Never,
the service
ma'am.
Before?
No.
Okay. And so
no.
I have your first name as T-I-N-A, last name G-E-O-R-G-E?
Yes.
And what's your zip code?
I don't know in jail, to be honest with you. I know the zip code is Grant is 18509.
What
or
is it again? 18508.
I don't 18508. I don't know if it's considered Grant or Taylor exactly. It's right like I said behind the Price Chopper in Taylor
at
the grocery store.
The zip code that's registered to your policy.
Yes, it's up in that area. I just don't know the exact zip code of Taylor, PA. Scranton, PA, yes, 18509. That's where my policy is.
What's the zip code on your policy?
The zip code on the policy is 18509.
09. Okay, hold on just a moment. And are you the policy holder?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let's see if it'll pull up with your name here. All right. So I have T as in Tom, I as in India, N as in Nancy, A as in Apple for your first name. And last name, G as in Gray, E as in Earth, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, G as in Go, and E as in Edward.
Yes, sorry, I'm losing my voice.
Okay.
Yes.
Is your policy with Clear Cover Insurance?
Is with Clear who, ma'am?
Is your insurance policy with Clear Cover Insurance?
No, it was strictly, I believe, through the general, ma'am.
Okay. All right, hold on a moment.
Thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Hi, yes, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were still there.
I am. It's not pulling up with your name. What's the effective date of your membership?
I'm going to have to check, and I have to go on my phone. If you can hold on 1 second, I have to pull up, like, email and see if I can get the member number. If it's on that, I can Google it, like, through the email. I'm not Google
okay.
it. Email and look it up. Because I only had two papers from them stating that I had to sign the policy, and I was having trouble both times it came. I tried downloading it. It won't let me download it, and then every time I click on it to sign it, it wouldn't go to that. It would show me the signature areas, ma'am, to sign the policies, but it wouldn't let me do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I may have to refer you back to the plan provider to get that member ID.
Excuse me?
I may have to refer you back to the plan provider to get the member ID if you can't pull it up.
Okay, maybe can I call back on, like, the general and just ask them what it is?
Yes, they should be able to get that for you. Because right now, unfortunately, I'm unable
to. You need the member ID to have it towed.
Yes, because I can't locate your member.
Hello? I'm sorry. Let me find out if I can get you the member ID so this way I don't have to leave it sit here. Because I just, like I said, it was told that it's a big job that needs to be done to it. Some stuff has to be taken off to get to where the belt is, and there's one missing. So I know that the car can't be moved.
Okay, now we can set up an out-of-pocket service call where you'll pay the service provider directly,
okay.
And you can submit for reimbursement consideration.
Okay, how much would that be?
What we would do is call the local providers in the area, and they would give us the estimate. And then we would call you back and let you know how much the estimate is, and you'll let us know if you wanted to accept it or not.
Okay. If
you
can do
that.
Yeah, I have so much cash on me. I have so much cash on me, and like a debit card, but not much on it. Now there is some, but there's a check tomorrow. I'm just waiting on a check to hit my account. Yeah.
Okay, and so do you have the producer code and plan letter for your membership, or you don't have any
information? Yeah, I have that all written down. Well, no, I have that number that all that you just gave me written down. I'm just, like I said, I don't know if I'm going to have enough cash to tow. I don't know how much they're going to want to do it out of pocket.
Okay, so I'm going to add your eligibility information into the system, and I need it exactly as it appears on your membership documentation. Can I have your address?
Okay. Sure. 314 New Street, Scranton. And that's going to be changing with the new policy, ma'am, because I'm not going back to that address, ma'am. Right now, I'm basically staying with Spread.
Okay. And what's the zip code?
It's 18509.
Oh, that's right. And you said 314 East Street?
New Street.
New.
N-E-W, New Street.
Okay. All right, hold on a second. Okay, and if you can provide the following details. What is the year, make, and model of your vehicle that needs service?
It's a 1992 Chrysler LeBaron LX V6 engine.
What was that model? You said Chrysler.
It's a 19 Chrysler LeBaron 1992.
LeBaron?
Yeah, LeBaron. It's an older car. Yeah.
Okay. And what color is your vehicle?
White.
All right. And to confirm, what's the reason that you need the service today?
A serpentine belt is broken on it, and another belt is totally off of it, the car just makes a very loud noise. You can't turn it on because they said it will blow the engine, I believe.
Okay.
If it keeps running like that.
All right. So I'm going to ask a few questions so we can dispatch the correct service vehicle for a tow truck. Is your vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive vehicle or standard two-wheel drive?
No, ma'am. It's just like a standard front-wheel drive car.
Is your vehicle currently in a parking garage?
No, ma'am.
Has your vehicle been modified, lowered to the ground?
No, ma'am.
Does it shift out of park and go into neutral?
No, ma'am.
And is this considered an antique vehicle?
I believe so, ma'am. I don't know.
Okay. Well, if it's an antique vehicle, you may need the flatbed. Would a light-duty tow be
okay.
acceptable?
Sure, ma'am. Like I said, I just really need to get it fixed so I can get back to work. So I'm just trying to get towed to the garage that's going to fix it.
Is this service a result of an accident?
No, ma'am. No, it's just a broken belt, like a serpentine belt inside underneath the hood.
Okay. You said it does not shift into neutral?
It doesn't. No, ma'am. It's just I can't drive it like that. There's no belt. It will blow an engine.
Well,
if I get it like that
to,
and it gets hot, there's...
They need to put it into neutral.
Excuse me?
They'll need to put it into
neutral.
Oh,
it can go into neutral. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right.
Yes, it can go into neutral. Sorry, I
All
misunderstood
right.
you. I'm sorry.
No problem. And what's the name of the person who'll be with the vehicle? Will that be yourself?
Yes, but I'm
All
kind
right.
of stranded here, too, with no ride, ma'am, so I was trying to... You know, I didn't know if the roadside assistance, I know, it's not like AAA, so I'll just call and I'll get a ride, ma'am.
Okay. And you do have the keys to the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I have your phone number as 800-280-1466.
Well, what's that, ma'am?
What's your phone
number?
Mm-hmm.
Is what?
What's your phone number?
My number is 570-570-815-3495.
All right. You said 570-815-3495?
815-34, yes.
Okay. All right. And you said you do need to ride with the provider?
No, I'll get a ride because I just need this to go right to the service center or where it's being fixed. I'm not going where that car is going.
Okay.
I have
All
to
right.
get a ride and stay with somebody until it's fixed now. I don't have nowhere to go really down here except my brothers and friends where I am right now.
All right. And may I have the city and state your vehicle is currently in?
Sure. Taylor, Pennsylvania.
Now, you said you needed me to send you, I can send you a text message that will allow us to get the coordinates, the latitude and longitude?
Yes, ma'am, because right now my friend is not here, so I was even thinking about going for a walk just to get a drink and coming back, or just getting a ride to where I got to go until the car gets fixed. I can even leave, like, the keys in it. I mean, there's really nothing here to steal, ma'am.
Okay.
Really need the vehicle fixed.
I've sent you the text message. Once you get the text, you'll click on the link, and it should give us your latitude and longitude. And if you can read those to me.
All right, yeah, hold on. I just got it. It says, user denied request for location. I didn't deny it.
It may be that the location's off on your device or... It could be something else.
No, it's on. I'm looking at it. It's on. It's way over on the phone. Hello?
Yes.
So,
what did
yeah,
you say?
It's on. My location is on. It's
okay. Well, maybe
denied the request for for user location. I don't remember him denying it.
Well, it's something. It just didn't go through if it's saying that. You said your location is on, so we'll have to try to pull it
up. Yeah,
but
I did. Maybe I can go in that link that you saw, that link that you gave me. Can I go in there and maybe figure out how to go on it in there and turn around to like ping where I am?
I don't know. I sent it to you again.
There it is. Hold on.
If it's not working, we may have to try something
different. Yeah, it's not letting me now. I'm going to have you call me back because I don't even have an address. I'm going to have to text a friend if I know what it is.
Okay. Now, are you able to, like, go to Google and type in or ask what's my location?
Yeah, I just hold on. Yep, one second. It says Maple Street and Felt Street, ma'am, in Taylor, PA.
Maple, M-A-P-L-E?
Yes, in Felt Street, I believe.
Felt, is that S-T-E-L-K?
E-A-L-T-H.
E-A-L-T-H, okay. Does it have a zip code?
It's 503 Maple Street. Scranton, PA 18505.
All right, 503 Maple Street. Scranton, PA, 18505.
Correct. That's what's telling me where it is.
Okay. And starting with the city and state, where would you like your vehicle taken to?
To Music, Pennsylvania. It would be Pete Osmolia's service station.
You said Pete's.
Yep, Pete Osmolias, O-S-M-O-L-I-A-S, I believe. Service station in Music, PA.
What's that city? Can you spell the city?
Music, M-O-O-S-I-C, PA. I just don't, I think it's 1864. I don't know, man, 2 or 1,
okay.
I don't know.
I see Osmolia Service Station at 4801 Bernie Avenue, Music, PA, 18507.
Yeah, she's the one I spoke to that said you can fix it tomorrow.
Okay. And so they are expecting a vehicle?
Yes, ma'am. You said they can do the service as long as I can get it to them.
All right. So we'll go ahead and I'll reach out and get an estimate for you. And if you do choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available to you at this time?
I have a cash and I have a debit card
okay. And
a bank card. I'm going to call right now and see if there's any other balances on my cards on what I have.
All right. So I'll go ahead and get an estimate
for you. Sure.
And I'll give you a call right back. Anything
Thank
else
you.
I can assist you with right now?
No, ma'am, that's it. I'm just trying to, like I said, get it fixed so I can get back to work, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I'll call you back shortly, and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.